Church, I said, praise the Lord. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this hour. We thank you because we know you come to bless us. And we're asking, Lord, that your blessing will reach every life, even here today, in Jesus' name. Every form of fear, timidity, or lacking back in any life, I pray you wash it out in Jesus' name. Do something today. Something definite. Something that sets free. Something that makes your blessing to multiply in every life in Jesus' name. Thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. Genesis chapter 15, reading from verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Fear not, Abram. Fear not, child, believer, faithful child of God. I am thy shield. A shield means anything, any attack that comes your way, it will get to the shield, it will not get to you. And the Almighty God said, I am. I've always been, and I still am. I am thy shield. And your exceeding great reward. It says, whatever you're looking for, whatever reward, whatever answer, whatever solution, I am that reward. And Abraham said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me? You have to ask. You have to tell the Lord. And you will not depend upon another one to ask for you. What are you going to give me? Verse 5. And he brought him forth abroad and said, Look now toward heaven. Your answer will come from heaven. Your miracle will come from heaven. Your supply will come from heaven. Your provision will come from heaven. Look now toward heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. As high as those stars, so shall thy seed be. As near to heaven as those stars, so shall thy seed be. As bright and shining as those stars, so shall thy seed be. As numerous, uncountable as those stars are, so shall thy seed be. As untouchable, nobody can shoot an arrow to the stars and get there. As untouchable as those stars are, so shall thy seed be. Somebody said, Amen. And he believed in the Lord. He's never had anything like that before. That was the first time the Lord was saying, look up to heaven and count the stars if you're able to. And as numerous, uncountable, high, unreachable, untouchable, unconquerable, as those stars are, so shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. The Lord is speaking to us this morning on the subject, fear not, the promise is still good. The promise he gave to Abraham, he has now given to the seed of Abraham. And the Lord is saying today, for you, every promise you read in the word of God, as it was then, so it is today. It is still good. It will be good in your life in Jesus' name. Three things we're looking at before we pray. Point number one, the abiding promise of his presence. The abiding promise of his presence. Point number two, the assuring promise of his power. Promise, assuring of his power. Point number three, the ascending promise. That means it's going up and up and up. What you got yesterday, God will build on that. What you get today, God will build on that. The ascending promise of his provision. Point number one, the abiding promise of his presence. Abiding promise of his presence. Exodus chapter 33. And I'm reading from verse 14. Exodus 33, verse 14. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. He says, you'll never be in a corner, tight corner, where you'll not find me. My presence will go with you. You'll never face a challenge that you will not have me on hand. My presence will go with you. You'll never be at a crossroad where I will not be with you. My presence will go with you. There'll never be a temptation, a trial, trouble that is so high and so great that you will not find my power, my enablement, my support, and my victory. My presence will go with you. You never cross any river. You never climb any mountain where you don't find my power sufficient for you, because my presence will go with thee, and I will give you rest. You will rest. You will rest. All the challenges, all the commotion, everything that troubles in life, your rest has now come. Isaiah chapter 41, and I'm reading from verse 10. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Fear thou not. Is God speaking to somebody there today? What's your fear? Why is your heart beating up and down? What do you remember that makes almost your mind, your heart to scatter? What's the power of the enemy? And what's the challenge that confronts you? Landlord, threats, fear thou not. I said, fear thou not. I remember some years ago, somebody came to see me at the end of one of the sessions after one of my messages. He said, I'm in trouble. I said, what's the trouble? He said, somebody wrote a letter to me with red ink. And then when I read the letter, I lost my mind. And they came to take all my property. When I got home, everything was empty in the house. And so I've been going from pillar to post. I've been going from here to there, looking for solution. Then I told him, fear thou not. And I'm telling you this morning, fear thou not. That enemy is conquered already in Jesus' name. So I said, God has touched you. But I told him, there is this, this, and this in your life, as the Lord revealed to me. Settle that. And then come back in the evening session, I'll pray for you. And he went away with that understanding, fear thou not. And the things I told him, he didn't argue. He didn't say, but how could you know that? I'm seeing you for the first time. He went back home, and in the afternoon, settled all those things. He came back in the evening, and I said, now we're ready to pray. He said, no, I don't need prayer anymore. I said, what do you mean? He said, when I did what you told me to do, the insanity vanished away. Now, instead of prayer, I want to give you a testimony. I'm looking at somebody there this morning. You have a testimony. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. He is your God. I will strengthen you. Weakness is gone. Weakness is gone. Any part of your body where there's weakness or sickness, it is gone in Jesus' name. It says, yea, yes, I will help thee. Yea, yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. The presence of God, the Lord has said, he will be with you. He will never leave you. And that promise is still good today. The abiding promise of his presence. Point number two. The assuring promise of his power. The assuring promise of his power. He has not changed and assures us that he gives us power. He gives you power this morning. Now, your time has come to look at Nebuchadnezzar eyeball to eyeball, because now there is power. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Is that right? If that is right, who then do you fear on earth? As you go from today, this promise of abiding power and assuring power will never fail in your life in Jesus' name. Look at this, Luke chapter 10, reading from verse 19. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Behold, tell me. That's how powerful people talk. Behold, you know, as sometimes say all through your life, before you were saved, you used to look down. And anybody that comes, because you had a lot of stories from your grandmother that, you know, there's some people like this, they have this kind of power. Some people like this, they have that kind of power. Some people like that, they have that kind of power. And as you are growing up, anybody you saw, you matched them with the stories of grandma and with the stories of grandpa. And with the stories you heard from other people. And they say, this how they act, this how they look. If they act like this and do like that, then this is going to happen. And as you are growing up, you added your own information. And you added your own ideas. And now you're afraid of everybody. If a cockroach is passing by, you're afraid. And if there is a kind of a little turning of the air with the doors, you're afraid. It's like they're there. And you've heard so much about demons, so much about evil spirits, so much about Satan. You have not heard enough about Jesus. But now things are turning around. Everything that brought fear in your life until this time, everything is canceled in Jesus' name. And it says, behold, I give unto you power. Can you imagine any of those apostles? Can you imagine any of those disciples being afraid of this power of darkness, that occultic man, and that other thing that you are afraid of? Can you imagine a New Testament believer going about being afraid of everything and everybody? No, because they had power. You have power this morning. I said you have power this morning. It says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. They will not walk over you anymore. They will not crawl over your life anymore. In the day, in the night, you are an overcomer. You will tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Make it personal. Make it personal. And nothing shall by any means hurt me. Do you believe that? You know, somebody said, since I got this job, some people are after me and they want to kill me. They cannot kill you. Look at the foolishness of the man in the world. God, your father, made the tree. And God, your father, made the tree to grow with the branches and the leaves. And he goes to take what your father has made, the branches and the leaves, and he puts everything together. And somebody asked him, what are you going to do with that? I'm going to kill a child of God with something that God has created. I laugh at him. I said, I laugh at him. What do you do? How do you laugh at him? He cannot use what your father has made to kill you. That's not the purpose why God made that tree or the leaves. He has given you power to tread on serpents and on scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And say that again. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Amen. Ephesians chapter 3. In Ephesians chapter 3, I'm reading here from verse 20. Ephesians chapter 3. We're looking at verse 20. It says in verse 20, now, when is your blessing? Now unto him that is able. That ability is still the same. God has not changed. His power has not changed. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask and all that we think, according to the power that worketh where? In your brain, in your blood system, in your body, in your soul, in your heart, in your life, in your family. The power will work in you today. Anything that is hot there will cool down. Anything that is dead will come alive. According to the power that worketh in us. Did you see that word? Worketh. Worketh. That means it's working. Even now as I'm preaching, it's working. Even now as you're listening, it's working. Even now as you're believing God, it's working. This power will keep on working in your life in Jesus' name. Point number 3, the ascending promise of his provision. You see the provision of the Lord. You can never exhaust the ocean or the sea of God's provision. It provides. And so, as you move in, when you first move in, the waters of the river reach your ankle. And you know, there is still more from where that came from. Then you move on, it reaches into your knees. And you know, there is still more from where that blessing came from. And you move on, and it reaches to your waist. And then you still know, there is more. The depths, the height, the length, and the breadth of the blessing of God is immeasurable. And so it keeps on ascending. And it goes on and on and on and on. And as much as you can take the salvation, as much as you can take there's healing, as much as you can take there's deliverance, as much as you can take there is holiness, righteousness, sanctification, as much as you can take there is a power, immersion in the Holy Ghost. And as you go on, moving on in the ocean of God's provision, you're going to find out the water reaches your breast and reaches your neck and reaches you all over, and you are overwhelmed, totally submerged into the sea and the ocean of the blessing of God. Inexhaustible. It's waiting for you today. I said it's waiting for you today. It is inexhaustible. Romans chapter 8, verse 32. Romans chapter 8. And I'm reading from verse 32. It said, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. Other than the word all, for us all. Salvation for us all. Sanctification for us all. Healing for us all. Deliverance for us all. Dominion for us all. Sanctification for us all. Holy Ghost power for us all. Everything Jesus died to provide on the cross of Calvary, available. Then he says, how shall he not with him also freely give us? Tell me, can I hear you? Are you hearing me? Freely give us all things. He will give you. All things are yours today. I said all things are yours today. The peace of God yesterday. Purity yesterday. Power yesterday. His provision yesterday. Psalm 81. I'm reading from verse 10. Psalm 81, verse 10. Are you there now? Open your Bible. Open your Bible. Psalm 81, verse 10. Have you opened it? Tell me what you'll find there. I was, I will be. What do you find there? I am, the great I am that I am. He has not changed. He never changes. And the promise is still good today. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Tell me what you'll find there. Tell me what you see there. Shout it out. Don't let Satan muzzle your mouth. Don't let fear close your mouth. Open thy mouth wide, and I will feel it. That says, no matter wide your mouth is opened, the Lord is going to bless you this morning. And the Lord is going to make his blessing to overflow in your life this morning in Jesus' name. Open your mouth wide. Don't be yawning. Say something. Tell him what you need. Tell him what you want him to do. And the blessing is going to come in multiplied fold in your life today in Jesus' name. Second Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. Second Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. And he rose early in the morning. And he rose, tell me, where are we now? Early in the morning. And it's still the same and he went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. We have come out of the busy life in the city. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, and so shall ye be established." Your blessing is established. Salvation will be established. Sanctification will be established. Holy Ghost power will be established. Healing will be established. Deliverance will be established. Believe in the Lord your God, and ye shall be established. Believe his prophets, and so shall ye prosper. Believe the declaration of his prophet, and so shall ye prosper. That time has come. Fear not, the promise is still good. Fear not, the promise is still good. Now you rise up and open your mouth wide, and God says, "I will feel it." Open your mouth wide, and I will feel it. We're now coming into a serious moment of prayer. Now your time has come. Open your mouth now. Open your mouth now. You need salvation? Open your mouth wide. You need sanctification? Open your mouth wide. You need healing? Open your mouth wide. You need deliverance? Open your mouth wide. Tell him. What you want him to do. All those fears that you have. All those palpitations of your heart coming unto you. All that timidity. The Lord is asking now, open your mouth wide. And I will feel it, whatever you want him to do for you. They are coming before the Lord this morning. Believe the Lord your God. Believe the promises of God. He'll establish those promises in your life. Abraham believed God. It was counted unto him for righteousness. Tell him. Be victorious in your life. You have not been victorious over sin. You have not been victorious over temptation. In the private, you have not been victorious. In your personal life, tell the Lord, "I want a sound conversion. Sound conversion that gives me the grace and the power to go and sin no more." Tell the Lord. He says, "Neither do I condemn you for the past." The grace of God is available. The goodness of God is available. The grace that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men. Open your mouth wide, it will forgive you. Open your mouth wide, it will turn your life around. Open your mouth wide, he'll give you the power to live above sin. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. The seed of God abides and remains in him. He cannot sin because he's born of God. Open your mouth wide. Righteousness will come with that salvation. A pure life will come with that salvation. Clean conscience, clear conscience will come with that salvation. The grace to live right and the grace to make right everything that is wrong in your life. The grace to restore. The grace to make restitution. The power to live an overcoming life. He will give unto you. Open your mouth wide, and I will feel it. Salvation in your soul. Salvation in your spirit. Salvation in your heart. A kind of salvation that makes you live righteously, godly. A kind of salvation that makes you to overcome the world. Open your mouth wide, and I will feel it. A kind of salvation that makes your life transparent, makes your life good. If any man be in Christ, is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Salvation. He'll save your soul and give you the grace to live in newness of life. And it will be a life that is consecrated to God, a life that is yielded to the Lord. Tell him. Open your mouth wide. Open your mouth wide. Open your mouth wide. Open your mouth wide. You have anything to repent of? Repent. Tell the Lord. Open your mouth wide and I will feel it. Real salvation. Salvation that brings obedience. Salvation that brings submission to the word of God. Salvation that shows respect to the name of God in the house of God. Salvation that comes with righteousness. Salvation that comes with submission to the word of God. Open your mouth wide. The power to live in newness of life, he'll give unto you. The salvation that the people had in Bible days, the salvation that was noticeable, a change, a transformation, a turning around in their lives. Tell the Lord that the kind of salvation he gives, he has not changed. The promise is still good. He said, ask of God and he will give you. He gives salvation. He gives healing. He gives deliverance. Tell the Lord, our God is able to do all that we ask. You ask him for healing, he's able. Ask him for deliverance, he's able. Ask him for power, he's able. Ask him for an anointing that breaks every yoke, is able. Now, unto him that is able to do all that we ask, from salvation, righteousness, to sanctification, to holiness, to purity of heart, all that we ask, the ticket to get to heaven. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Is able to do exceedingly above all that we ask. Tell him, he has invited you to ask, and he said he will do it. That change will come. That transformation will come. That newness of life will come. The power will come from within. You just know that I could not do what I used to do. I couldn't smoke like I used to smoke. Cannot drink the way I used to drink. Cannot maintain a defiling relationship with any man, any woman, like you used to do. Things are different now. Let him give you that power that brings the change in your life. If you ask, open your mouth wide, you will feel it. Feel it with salvation. Feel it with grace. Feel it with power. Feel it with assurance. And feel it with a new life. The new life that makes you to live. The life of a real child of God. Sober, serious, obedient, submissive, yielded to the word of the Lord. His presence, he says, will go with you. And if his presence is with you, he'll crush every power. He'll crush every personality that tries to walk against your life. Open your mouth wide, and I will feel it. Open your mouth wide, and I will feel it. The ball is in your court. The final result is in your hand. What you get depends on what you are asking. The salvation that sets us free from sin is our Savior. He stands at the door of your heart and is knocking. And if anyone hears his voice and opens the door, he will come in, fellowship with him, give him new life, the life of heaven, the life from glory, a new life, a righteous life, he will give to you. As you are saved, and the Spirit of God bears witness in your heart, you are saved. Move on, move on. The ocean of God's grace is deep. The ocean of the provision of God is so deep. If you're only saved, you are the shore. Move on. Until the water comes up and reaches your knees, your waist, and submerges you completely. He endues us with power, power from on high, the power that makes you to stand firmly, uncompromisingly, and the power that makes you to want to do right every time, no matter the challenge. They shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses, fearless witnesses. Persuasive witnesses. Steadfast witnesses. They shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. Tell the Lord. Open your mouth wide, and I will feel it. What are those things the Lord wants you to correct? Make restitution about. Tell the Lord to give you the grace. You need clear conscience to remain in fellowship with God. You need clear conscience to remain in the service of the Lord, acceptable sacrifice. You need clear conscience to be on your way to heaven and get to heaven. You need grace to make those wrong things right in your life. Ask him to give you the grace. He'll strengthen you, energize you, empower you to do what's right and to live the way the scripture has outlined that a believer ought to live. O thou that answereth prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Retreat time is praying time. praying for things that matter, praying for things significant, praying for things spiritual. If only in this life we have hope in Christ, we'll be of all men the most miserable. But if we have hope of heaven, hope of fellowship with Him, that's the real hope. Tell the Lord, I don't want to remain as weak as I have been. I want to be strong spiritually. No question in my mind. No more wondering why this, why that. Walking as a pilgrim in the highway of holiness, not looking back. Give me the strength. Give me the power. Give me the anointing that breaks every yoke and makes me confidently living in righteousness and holiness all the days of my life. Tell Him the grace is available. That's the reason for the retreat. A new life, a higher life, a deeper life, a righteous life, a renewed life, a transformed life, the power to live courageously according to the word of God. Open your mouth wide, and I will feel it. You are sure you are saved? Move on. He wants to sanctify your heart. Purify your heart. Make you live honestly, transparently, according to the expectation of a holy God. Holiness in the family. Faithfulness to your husband, faithfulness to your wife, faithfulness to the word of God. Tell the Lord the power to have this change and transformation of life. His presence, living in His presence all the time. You'll not do what you will not want to see. You will not say what you will not want to hear, because you are in His presence all the time. And He wants you to live without fear, in holiness and righteousness before Him all the days of your life. Open your mouth wide, and I will feel it. Ascending promise of God's provision. You've got enough? No. You need more. Lord, give me more. Tell Him. Let Him dip you, immerse you in that ocean of God's provision. Let Him perform the operation in your heart, operation in your soul, the operation in your body. Tell the Lord to fulfill all the promises He has made. He says, I'm God and I change not. I am God, I change not, and the promises have not changed. The promises have not changed. is able to soften your heart, able to subdue your heart, able to sanctify your heart, able to turn you in the right direction. Tell the Lord, oh Lord, here I am. I'm to serve you in holiness, serve you in righteousness, serve you with courage, serve you with conviction. He has commanded for you to open your mouth wide, and he has promised he will fill it. Be assured of your salvation before you stop. Be definite about your holiness experience before you stop. Let there be a divine heavenly witness of the power of the Holy Ghost in your life. So you are not just like an empty vessel going about without being filled, without being energized, without being empowered, so that you are not going about without being endued with power from on high. Tell the Lord, he has commanded you to open your mouth wide, do it. To pray, do it. To seek his face with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, do it. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. He wants to renew your life. Let him do it. He wants to revive your life. Let him do it. He wants to reinvigorate you, re-energize you. Let him do it. So that you'll be able to live at a higher level, higher than you have ever experienced. Higher in conviction, higher in new light, higher in righteousness, higher in obedience to the word of God. Tell him, the Lord has answered our prayers in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word today. Fear not, the promise is still good. Lord, we pray every form of fear drive away in Jesus' name. Every promise you have given of salvation, every promise you have given of righteous living, every promise you have given of holiness and sanctification, every promise you have given of the power of the Holy Ghost, every promise you have given of healing and deliverance, confirm it in every life in Jesus' name. Do your work in every life. Perform the operation in every heart. Touch everyone, and let the abundance of the blessing of God come upon every one of us in Jesus' name. Every promise we have given, we have claimed, and we have opened our mouth, and we have spoken to you about, confirm it in every life. Thank you, Lord, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray.